Cedra, Juliet, and Hank sat around the kitchen table while Ma taught Keith how to make oatmeal and chocolate chip cookies. My mom used this recipe off the Quaker box for years. I could hardly wait until they came out of the oven, Keith told them as he stirred the chocolate chips into the mixture. I bet you burned your mouth on them several times, Juliet teased. Don't you know it, Keith answered. Where'd Wayne get off to? I think he may be upstairs working on a song, Cedra replied. I saw his head bobbing while we ate dinner. That usually means he's got music in his head.
I think it's great that y'all have committed to writing, Hank said. You did great on your songs for Midnight.
Juliet placed her hand on Cedra's shoulder.
I think we all have Cedra to thank for that. She was relentless in insisting we could all write.
Thankfully so, Ma agreed.
Look what it produced.
Cedra nodded. I agree. This album is even better than the first.
You think so? Juliet asked.
Maybe not better, but a different sound, Cedra added.
I think it's a confidence factor, Hank replied.
With the first album done, you all seem much more confident now that you know that you have a great sound together.
I think that is spot on.
Ma watched Keith closely.
You aren't tentative or afraid to try something different. You understand the sound you want to create, and it comes more naturally.
Ma nodded to Keith. You done mixing?
Yes, ma'am, he grinned. My arms are aching.
Ma handed him a spoon and pointed to the cookie sheet.
Get to spooning. 3 to a row, and we'll put the first batch in to bake.
She tore off a sheet of wax paper and spread it on the counter.
Put them out there to cool? Keith asked.
Ma nodded.
Yes, sir, that's the plan. Can you keep from burning yourself while they cool?
I think so, Ma, Keith grinned.
He had just set the timer when Wayne came rushing downstairs.
It's snowing, he cried out.
Keith rushed to the door with him to look outside.
It's sticking too.
Keith hollered. Keith looked at the stove and then at the front door.
Go ahead, Ma said. I'll keep the cookies going.
Keith hung his head.
Go,
Ma repeated.
I've got this.
Keith rushed over and kissed her cheek.
Thanks, Ma.
He looked at Juliet and Cedra.
Are you coming?
Cedra looked at Juliet.
Let's go. We'll be back, Ma.
You two go ahead. Hank and I'll stay where it's nice and warm,
Ma teased. Cedra handed Juliet her coat. We'll be back soon.
Stay warm,
Hank called after them. He chuckled and looked at Ma.
What are the chances for a white Christmas?
Ma cocked her head.
Well, it's Christmas Eve, snowing, and if it sticks, I'd say the odds are good. We had a white Christmas once, but Cedra was only 2 or 3. I doubt she even remembers.
They heard laughter from outside. Ma looked at Hank.
Go ahead and join them. I've got this handled.
You sure?
Hank asked.
Go for it. Just don't break anything,
Ma teased. Hank pulled his coat on and walked out onto the porch. Cedra was bent over laughing as Keith tried to scoop enough snow for a snowball. This was the first time since her mother's death that Cedra had seemed so happy. He looked around for Wayne, who was sneaking around the vehicles gathering snow. Juliet and Cedra were so busy watching Keith that they'd lost track of Wayne. Hank watched as Wayne molded the snow into a ball and let it fly, just as Cedra bent over, hitting Juliet on her arm. The surprise in Juliet's face made Hank laugh.
You are so in for it now,
Juliet yelled and grabbed Cedra's hand as they raced for the cover of her truck. Juliet and Cedra scooped handfuls of snow and formed balls as they stalked Wayne and Keith. They had reached the back of Wayne's truck when Keith and Wayne popped up and launched. Cedra ducked out of the path, but Juliet took both shots before they raced after the boys. Hank remained safely on the porch, leaning against a pillar as the snowball war ensued. It was difficult to determine who was having the most fun, but when Cedra's hands became cold, she stuck them around Juliet's neck.
Damn, that's cold, Juliet laughed.
I'm gonna go in to get warmed up and put my gloves on,
Cedra stated and dashed through a rain of snowballs as she ran for the porch.
Duck!
She heard Juliet cry out, but it was too late. An errant throw caught Hank in the chest while he watched Cedra.
Now you've gone and done it,
Hank declared as he wiped the snow from his chest and raced out to join Team Juliet.
Come on, Dad, let's get 'em,
Juliet called as Cedra disappeared into the house.